Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And I was just, before coming on the air, I was just rereading a beautiful chapter I've always loved in the book of Revelation, chapter 4. And it said, John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat upon the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. I won't read the whole chapter, but it talks about the 24 elders surrounding the throne. There were lightnings and thunderings and voices, a sea of glass before the throne. And then it says, round about the throne were four beasts, full of eyes before and behind. And we're going to be looking at this, looking at Ezekiel, and see what he had to say about his experience in Revelation. Verse 8 says, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes with him. They rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And in verse 7, it describes him. The first beast was like a lion, the second beast like a calf, a third beast had the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And they give honor, glory, and thanks to him, the four 20 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and heaven declares, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So this is the revelation that John was given while he was on the Isle of Patmos. And in the opening chapter of the book of Ezekiel, we find that he was among the captives, and the heavens were open, and he saw visions of God. And in verse 4, it says, I'll read it, and I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber, out of the midst of fire. And it says this: there was a fire enfolding itself, taking hold of itself. And as we look at these aspects of the vision, the cloud, the fire, the whirlwind, they suggest the New Testament church. Of course, we know the cloud and the fire was very much a part of God's method of leading the Israelites when they were wandering in the wilderness. But beloved, everything is coming together in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and the lordship of Jesus as Lord and Messiah and King over all the earth. And these elements, the fire, for example, the mighty rushing wind, this was the power of the Holy Ghost that was birthed into existence in the church on the day of Pentecost. And the character of those living creatures, now going back to Ezekiel, it literally means living ones. They're not dying. They are very much alive. They're not of this earth. They are of the heavenly realm. They are the living ones whose life is akin to God's. Basically, they're partakers of His divine nature. That's what God has planned for us. We partake of His divine nature. And let's look at their appearance. And it's described in verse 5. And also out of the midst thereof, out of that fire, cloud, brightness, the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Interesting. They were created after the image of Him who is the Son of God in righteousness and true holiness. And the church of Jesus Christ is supposed to be in His likeness. Is that not true? And let's go now down to verse 10. And it says, in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10, "As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on their left side. They four also had the face of an eagle." The face of the man was for wisdom and reverence and worship. We are called for, you know, for thy pleasure we are and were created. That's what God did. He created the heavens and the earth. He created man that we should be in fellowship with him and worship him. So, and the face of a lion was for courage and strength in battle. He's the king of the beasts, right? The face of a lion, what does that represent? It reflects patience and perseverance in service. And the face of an eagle, there's none that like eagles that have clarity of vision and length of vision and heavenly power in testimony. So he uses the symbols of natural creatures that we're familiar with to illustrate spiritual truths. And in verse 12, let me read that. "And they went everyone straight forward whither the Spirit was to go. They went and they turned not when they went." It says they went straight forward. And beloved, that's what we are to do as believers in Jesus Christ, as the church of the living God. That's what we ought to be doing today, the whole church. This method of action proves that they were of one mind and dominated by one great purpose. Whither the Spirit was to go, they went. Oh, that Jesus could have his prayer realized that was recorded in the Gospel of John, that the church of the living Lord Jesus Christ in these last days would go straight forward in one spirit, in one mind, the mind of Christ, in one effort, in one determination, obeying and doing his will. After all, our body, basically, a healthy body does what its head directs. We think, we speak, we walk, we sit, we lie down by the commands that the brain center, if you will, give to the body. And that's what Paul likened the body of Christ. We're many members, all fitly put together as the Lord desires, but our directions come from the head, which is Jesus. And verse 13 says, "Their appearance was like burning coals of fire." Let me read that. "Their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning." Praise God. Beloved, it says in the Word of God, let me share this. I'm getting excited. Psalm 104 and 4, David declares that God makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flaming fire. Yes, I know that in terms of his angelic host, but beloved, that's what he wants us to be today. Why do you suppose the Lord, on that first day of Pentecost, there were visible tongues or flames of fire that sat upon the head of every individual? Now, we may not see that manifestation today, but beloved, when you are baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, remember that's what John the Baptist said, "One's coming after me whose sandals I'm not willing to put on, to thatch, to tie," that he will baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. That indicates the cleansing power of God. And what is like power? It will consume everything that it comes in contact with. A perfect obedience, submission to the living God. And that's what we ought to be today. God never intended his church to be powerless, not just to follow a form or a ritual. His church, that glorious church that was birthed into existence on the day of Pentecost, was a living organism full of power and full of anointing. What God did yesterday, he desires to do in our time, in our day. He hasn't changed. And just as he gave power to the early church, he's given power to us, to everyone that would believe, that same power, the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me read in Acts, the second chapter, those first four verses, Acts 2 and 4. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise God. They were filled. And so you see the tying together of the symbology, if you will, of burning coals, lamps, lightning. Those terms, they are very assertive. They can't be hid. And beloved, when we get on fire, when we allow the Holy Ghost to kindle that fire that is within us, when we will pray and be in one accord, beloved, that's when the power comes and God is drawing his church together. Beloved, there will be the fire of the Holy Ghost in operation, and we will be as that city set upon a hill. His people are going to shine like lamps unto the Lord. Jesus said, we are the light of the world. Let's go forth in the power of that anointing. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I kindle my fire burning within your spirit, anew and afresh, that you shall know that I am with you, that it is my power that is spoken when you pray, and in my name you shall go forth to do those things that I have called you to do. Be not afraid, I am with you, and I will confirm the word you speak with signs and wonders following, says your God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've not changed. And I ask, Lord, everyone that is being embattled, know, Lord, that we know it is the work of the enemy to keep us bound and tied down and not doing those works you've called us to do. So I speak liberty and freedom now in Jesus' name. Lord, that we will be obedient and faithful to do what you have called us each day. Seeking your face, you will lead us into those works that you've called us to do. Praise God. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, only the Holy Spirit can take these simple words that I've shared this week and bring a dynamism and a power and an anointing into your life. That's his desire for us. And as he desires, so let it be. Praise God, that we will bring glory to his name. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Look forward to receiving your letter. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.